which is found in the center Eretz Tzvi, where Rav Aryeh from us. The issue was there where the person can go ahead and think of religious matters or things that connect to Hashem Yisbarach in a Mokam Matunov, in a Beis HaKiseh, in a Shevutim. So we mentioned the Mishnah Berurah here. Mishnah Berurah Paskins in Sitkon Ches here in Siman Aleph. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Vein Tzarech Lezeh Nitzias Yadayim V'yafim Yodah Mitunofos Ki Ein Maskir Bezeh Hanusach Lo Shem V'lo Kinoi U'mikol Mekom Lilmol Nireh Da'asa Kodim Shenat Al Yodah. To learn Torah, that would not be proper before the Tias Yadayim. But the same Modani doesn't have the Shem Hashem, nor a Kinoi of the Shem Hashem, that would be permissible in a Makom Matunah. So that's the issue that is raised here in this Shels and Chubas of Rav Aryeh Frumah. And essentially, he comes out with a halacha that even though he writes that even the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Torah, Ramban writes in the beginning of the in his Akdama to Sefer Bereishis, Kol HaTorah Kula Shem Losef Shakadosh Baruch Hu. And he quotes the Gemara Sanhedrin of Chavezim and Allah, Shibisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, that's going on the Sefer Torah. So therefore, just like Asa Lahara B'divrei Torah in a Beis HaKiseh in the Shevutim, so therefore it would seem that any kind of hero relating to Hashem Yisbarach is also maybe problematic, but he more or less leaves it B'tzarchi. He doesn't really resolve the matter at the end of the day. But as I mentioned, that there are a number of Gdoli Achronim that speak to this issue, that address this issue. I'm just going to mention a number of them in the course of the next few moments. Number one, the Rav Shlomo Kluger, in his Hagos and the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Pei Hei, he talks about how the Mechaber, the very beginning here, the Mechaber quotes, Yisgabi Kabi Lama Baboka Lavadas Boro She'ehu Mor Rashachar. That's the first line in the Mechaber. And then the Ramos says, Yal Kolponim Lo Ya'acher Zman HaTfila She'atibu Mispalulin. Make sure that you make this Zman Tfila. And then the Ramo adds, Shivisi Hashem L'negdi Tomid Hu Klal Golu Batoro V'malos HaTzadikim HaShahochim L'vei Elokim. Ramo then presents his manifesto, which is taken from the Rambam, Amor Nebuchim. And if you look carefully at the manifesto, the language is very striking. The indication seems to be that this pasuk is one that should accompany an individual 24/7. Shivisi Hashem L'negdi Tomid. And he goes on to describe, because when a person is sitting by himself, that situation is not comparable to someone who's sitting in front of the presence of a Melech Gadol. And when a person speaks, and when he's talking to those he's familiar with, and the person converses with his family, with friends and acquaintances and the like, it's not the same as one in the presence of a king who's going to converse with the Melech. Kol chen sheyasim ha'adam alibo she'amelech ha'gadol kadosh baruch hu shemolo kol aretz kivodo omid olav b'ro b'masav. And he refers to the pasuk in Tanakh, Moshe Nema, Yimiyo Anovi, Yimisosa Ish, Vimistori, Vani Lo Arenu Num Hashem, Miyad Yagi, Lov, Hayira, Vachno, Bepachat Hashem, Yisbarach, Uboshtu Mimenu Tomid. So the critical word here is the word Tomid. The Ramah mentions at the beginning, Shivisa Hashem Lenegdi Tomid, and then towards the end of that presentation, that one should have a sense of total self-abnegation and Achno in front of Hashem Yisbarach. So this seems to be something which is operative 24/7, that one is obligated in this kind of hashkafa on a 24/7 basis. Now obviously on a 24/7 basis, the person is going to find himself in the Shevutim, in the Beis HaKiseh. So now the question is, how are you making this Shivisi Hashem L'negdi Tomid? So the Rav Shlomo Kluger writes in the Zagos and Shulchan Aruch that Kipshuto Mamish Afilu B'Mokom Matunov, that apparently even in a Mokom Matunov, one can go ahead and fulfill Shivisa Hashem L'negdi Tomid. Now people ask me all the time, generally women tend to ask me this question, can I read Mishpacha magazine in the Shevutim? Can I read Ami magazine in the Shevutim? What's the third one they asked me about?
Bina
Yisera Nitna Leisha.
Some ask if you could take it out.
Anyway, many years ago, that line was said about another very well-known paper published in New York City 40 years ago. They asked that question to Rabbi Klass, the Chassad de Bracha, who used to edit the halachic section of that well-known paper. Anyway, how they actually published that was beyond belief. But be'ofen ekroni, as long as one is not learning Torah, certainly if they have Divrei Torah, which I imagine they do in these magazines, I'm not so familiar with them, but assuming that they have Divrei Torah there, that's shown one should certainly not be mahar b'divrei Torah b'samechas. However, the rest of the paper, which talks about, I imagine, ways to get to Hashem Yisbarach, I guess they're trying to fulfill Shevisa Hashem and Negdi Tobit, so according to Hashem Akluga in his Hagos and Shulchan Aruch, that should be permissible. And he brings an interesting riot from the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara actually comments, the Gemara of Zayinu Abbeis, the Gemara speaks about the tzitz. The Torah speaks about one of the kelim worn by the Kohen Gadol. The tzitz. So the Torah describes it, V'hoya mitzvah tamid l'ratzon lahem b'fnei Hashem. That the tzitz was on the metzach and the forehead of the Kohen Gadol. But the pasuk says, tamid. So right away the Gemara comments, according to Rav Shimon, the Gemara says, how is it possible to fulfill that pasuk, V'hoya mitzvah tamid l'ratzon lahem b'fnei Hashem? We know that there are times that a person has to use the facilities. The lashon of the Gemara is, I wrote it down, that pamim, that the person is ma'ayli lebeis akise, one has to use the facilities, and you cannot bring the tzitz into the shevutim. That's only the shem Hashem. So the pshat is that when the tzitz is on your head, no question. But even when it's not on your head, because you have to take it off in order to use the shevutim, in order to use the facilities, says Hashem HaKlugam, but tamid, it should always be l'ratzon. In other words, when the pasuk says "V'haya mitzvot tamid l'ratzon lahem b'fnei Hashem," that realization of l'ratzon lahem b'fnei Hashem should be an ongoing kind of realization. That should be a constant. And therefore, bein al mitzvah ben shalal mitzvah, whether it's on the metzach, which is obviously most of the time, and when it's not on the metzach of the Kohen Gadol, when he's not able to put on the tzitz on the metzach, so therefore that sense of l'ratzon to be meratzeh. That the tzitz is maratzeh, the Gemara said, the tzitz actually is able to atone, to expiate for averus. So therefore, when the word tamid is used, what does it mean? Literally, tamid. So now, the next extrapolation is to our Ramah. That the Ramah says, since a person is supposed to be constantly in a state of shivisi Hashem negdi tamid, and that's how the Ramah ends that section as well, so therefore that tamid also implies 24-7, even b'veis hakiseh, even b'shevutim, even b'kom b'tunaf. And then Rav Shlomo Kluger says that a person can think about Hashem Yisbarach even when he's b'shevutim, even when he's in a makom tunaf, makom shenonoki, one can have machshavas about Hashem Yisbarach. And that's what I mentioned to you yesterday. And I also found this is discussed actually by a number of other gedolei achronim. I saw actually in a sefer, I happen to own the sefer HaEshkol, which is ascribed to the Ravid, and on it is a perish of the Nachal Eshkol. It's very good that I was looking around, and I have not used the sefer in a long time, and because of this shir, I'm compelled to now use a lot of sfarim, which is great. So he writes over there in the Nachal Eshkol, it's in Perek Yud Beis, Ha'aruch Avches. He writes over there, Shamati Migodol Echad, Shegdulaso Shakarish Baruch Hu, Tomit Efshel Haribo. When it comes to the gadlus of Hashem Yisbarach, you can always have hirurim about the gadlus of Hashem Yisbarach. And he quotes a shir, or one of the shirim, which the Rishonim had. We don't have all their shirim. They were very into writing different types of songs, and they were into writing poetry. Anyone who's familiar with Yehuda Levi, my father, Rishon, used to read his poetry when we were 5 or 6, 7 or 8 years old. My father loved Yehuda Levi, and we used to read his poetry, and we read many other poems as well. For example, on Yom Kippur night, we used to read Kesem Malchus, Rav Shlomo Ibn Gabirol, one of the great Paitonim, one of the great Rishonim. So Sfaradim actually have that practice, that's what they do. But Ashkenazim also happen to be familiar with it. Our Salvation quoted it many, many times. The Kesem Malchus, Rav Shlomo Ibn Gabirol, it's an absolutely wondrous piyut, and written by a wondrous Paiton. So there's a Shira that he cites, the Nachal Eshkol, that it speaks, Al Kol Tinofet Lo Titanfua, that Hashem cannot be subjected to any kind of situation where he, chas v'sholom, kav yochel, becomes metunaf. So he wants to be medayik from that shira, one of the poems or one of the songs mentioned by the Rishonim, divrei Torah that relate to thinking about Hashem Yisbarach cannot become metunaf. So he says, Mutter lachshav al gavus Hashem b'makom metunah. It means a raya from that shir, from that shira, that one can think about Hashem is barach, even in the b'makom metunah. I threw another source, which also I happen to possess that sefer. I bought this sefer because I once heard Hagoyin Rav Tam Zatzal quote this sefer, as I bought it many years ago, the Magid Mishorim. There was a Magid that appeared to the Beis Yosef, an absolutely fascinating sefer. So in Pasha B'Shalach, I saw over there, he writes, Tomid tisyache kol mashiv osecho l'toyroso v'yiroso v'afilu beis omdo b'mokam betunov taharer b'shifluscha v'daluscha. Even when one is in a mokam betunov, one should be maharer on one's nether status. That we leave what to be desired. I'm talking about finite human being, little putty in human being. So that's what one should be maharer in a beis hakisa, in a mokam betunov, regarding that matter. So the Magid Misharim, that appeared to Beis Yosef, obviously held that it's mutter to think about Hashem is Barach. Now, what's relevant to us is a Bir Halacha in Tav Kuf Pei Zayin in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, and this is relevant to the Bir Halacha in the very beginning of the Siman that we spoke about a few days ago, namely, how am I mikayim the mitzvah shivisi Hashem l'negdi tomid sheish mitzvah smidiyos. He cites the Sefer HaChinuch, the Bir Halacha, that's a kiyum of the pasuk Shivisi Hashem Negdi Tomid, and then he cites all the sheish mitzvos tinios, and he writes that these are chiyuvan tamidi lo yifsiku miyal odom afilu rega echad kol yomo v'kol rega sheyachshavem kiyeh mitzvos asei. Every second that a person thinks about the sheish mitzvos tinios, one is fulfilling a mitzvos asei. So now the question is, what about in the makom atunov? Can I think about the Sheikh Mitzvah say? So Rabbi Nevisol Shlita has in his Mishnah Berurah on the bottom, Ha'ara b'mkom ha'zama tunofim ein lahar b'hem. That one should not be mahar in the Sheikh Mitzvah Tzvi, that we should be zoyim. But I told you, a maisa that I heard from Rav Pam, the name of Rav Ruben Gozovsky, the Rosh Yeshiva Torah Vadas, the Chazal Debrocha, that he was stuck once in a washroom in a long summer day, and that's what he thought about, the Sheikh Mitzvah Tzvi deals. So kind of on this there's a machlodis. However, the Mishnah Berurah, the Bi'a Loch and Tov Kul Pei Zayim, The Mechaber there talks about a person who's mafsig bein hakolos atchiyah shofar. The Gemara says of Shoma that Shoma teish hakolos v'teish hashos bayom yotza. That one can actually hear the atchiyah shofar, and even though the atchiyah shofar is, this is what the Gemara in the Erechim calls yisurin, until you get the right sefer. So the Gemara says Shoma teish hakolos. Betesha shows by Yom Yotza. You hear nine tekiyos, means you hear that which you're required to hear in the Torah, and even though you heard it, Betesha shows by Yom, the din is Yotza. It's a mechaber here in Tovkup Peiches. Vafil hain mitas b'ni adon, tekiyah mizeh, tekiyah mizeh, tekiyah mizeh. V'yeshomim, says the mechaber, didavka v'shalohisik b'neim v'kol shofar sh'neroi b'osa baba. Which means that in the course of 9 hours, you are Yotza with the nine kolos, which is Tkiya, Truah, Tkiya, three times, and then you are Yotze. And the Mechaber just adds one qualification, Dafka lo shel hifsik, if there's no interruption, then you are Yotze. And again, there should be a Retzef as far as this is concerned. So now, the Mishnah Berurah actually, in Tav Kuf Pei Zayin, so here he discusses this halacha, and the Mishnah Berurah actually, very fascinating comment on the Mishnah Berurah over here. He talks about what happens if an ones occurs. And I'm not going to go through all the din, specific din, but the Mishnah Berurah is concerned about one issue. The issue is there's an ones, ben hakolos, so now what do I do? And the question is, what's considered to be an ones? And Rosh Hashanah, that you cannot keep it to blow. And we know that on the Shofar, that we're talking about if the goof is not lucky. That's how he discusses, apparently this is one situation of ones, where the goof is in or lucky. So now the question is, what's the status? Is that considered to be an ones? It means at that moment in time, in the course of 9 hours, so the goof becomes not lucky. So now the question is, what do we do regarding these kolos? So that's what the Mechaber said, that you have to make sure you're not mafsik. And the question is, does this count to the hefsek or not? So along the way, the Be'al Locha now, because of this, quotes the Mati Ephraim, Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Magolius, and the question he discusses is exactly this same issue that we are talking about, namely, the ones of having to go to a makom metunah, and now the question is, what is the status of that, and is that considered to be a hefsek, regarding this halacha, regarding Shema Teshatiyos, B'Teshat Shemot Bayom Yatzah. And the reason why I mention it is because I found a very unbelievable tshuva of the Mincha Shlomo, of Hagoyin Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal. I only have to be familiar with it because it's the first tshuva in Mincha Shlomo. I'm not so familiar with his tshuvas, but I'll just raise the general question and get the specific issue that's relevant to this Mishnah Berurah, to the issue that we're talking about. He discusses what happens if a person actually is eating or sleeping in a sukkah, and you don't have kavanah for the mitzvah per se. We know there's a din, this is also quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, and it's quoted, it's a whole siman, the Shulchan Aruch, we happened to refer to it the other day, and it's a very important halacha. The Gemara's in Machlokes, all over Shas, where the mitzvah is kavanah, mitzvah ain't tefilas kavanah. So we generally assume that mitzvah is tefilas kavanah. When do we say that mitzvah is tefilas kavanah? We're talking about a din d'oraisa. That something which is a din d'oraisa, that's generally the, I call it the pshara, that we made actually, with reference to this halacha, that we're talking about a din d'oraisa, so once you try to have kavanah to be mekayim the a mitzvah say, and this is a very significant halacha, not just with reference to one specific mitzvah say, but it's a din in general, that one has to have kavanah when one is about to perform mitzvah say. They say over the Chafetz Chaim that the person pays someone, and because you're obligated to pay him, someone you hire to work for you. So there's a din, v'yomo sitin scharo, l'sov alav ha-shemesh. Torah said that you should make sure the day does not pass. These are mishnayos at the end of Bavitziah that talk about the distinctions between someone who works during the day, someone who works at night. But whatever the case is, we pass the halacha, that's what it says here in Shulchan Aruch, that mitzvah sichas kavanah. That mitzvah aseh min haTorah, this is the mention in Simen Samach. I'll just read the lashon. Yesh omer she'ein mitzvah kavanah, v'sheh omer she'sichas kavanah, in Simen Samach Siv Dalin. And the chen halacha, that what? She'tzvichas kavanah. And right away, the Mishnah Berurah points out, he quotes the Bach, it's a famous Bach, I'll get to them in 1 second. What does it mean? We're talking about simply that a person should have kavanah to be mekayim a mitzvah say, whatever mitzvah say may be. It could be, as I said, v'yomos itein tzchara, and you should pay the poor a long time. That's a mitzvah say. So we pass the mitzvah says kavanah, and the pashas, if a person doesn't have kavanah, anytime he's about to fulfill the mitzvah say, he's not yotzei min haTorah. And the Mishnah Berurah said, v'tzorach lachzor v'lasosa, v'afilum sofik lo kivein and lo kivein, if it's a mitzvah daraisa, tzvega l'chumri, quotes from the Prima Godin. And okay, the second time around, you're not going to make a bracha because that's already questionable. But in general, the halacha is by a mitzvah d'araisa. That's what the Magen Avraham calls the name of the Radvad. By a mitzvah d'araisa, one has to have kavana. But mitzvah d'avonon ain't so kavana. So now, the reason why this is relevant, even though the biagro, nashmos the biagro, that there's no chil between the mitzvah d'araisa and the mitzvah d'avonon. Obviously, if I do a mitzvah d'rabbanan, I should have kavanah, it's a din d'rabbanan. If I do a mitzvah d'araisa, I should have kavanah, it's a din d'araisa. Because otherwise, if you don't do a mitzvah d'rabbanan, we have the kavanah, it's a din d'rabbanan, you have a bal tesef. That's also a very significant issue. So you have to know every mitzvah. Is this mitzvah d'araisa? Is it mitzvah d'rabbanan? And is it a minhag? And that's not always so clear, because as you know, there are different positions to be shown. Okay, so now, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, going back to our issue.
Does it relate to the Bashiratim?
What was that?
Can it relate back to the bathroom?
Yeah, I'm going
to
come back to it, don't worry. Just a little, may take a bit of a diversion off the course, but so yeah, you'll see in a moment, in a few moments rather. So now a person goes ahead and eats in a sukkah, or sleeps in a sukkah, and doesn't have in mind to be mekayim the mitzvah. So do we say, since mitzvah is kavanah, that's how the psak in Simen Samach of the Mechaber, of these 2 days, and therefore it's not considered to be as if you did the mitzvah, so almost as if you are over on the aseh basukas teshu shivas yomim, ki ilu achal tachutz the sukkah, ki ilu you ate outside the sukkah. Is that what we say? Or no? That even though it's true, maybe the mitzvah was not fulfilled optimally, but it's not an aveira. It's not considered to be as if I ate outside the sukkah. I ate in the sukkah. I just didn't have kavana. It's very hard for human beings. We're not malach hasharis. So every time we do a mitzvah say, we have to have the kavana to accompany the mitzvah say. And if we don't have that kavana, ki ilu lo kiyamnu ta mitzvah. And in general, this applies to all mitzvahs. Let's say a person puts on a talis, and a beggar that's chayim in tzitzis, he doesn't have in mind for the mitzvah. What are you going to say? He's over on the aseh of tzitzis. He didn't fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis because he didn't have the proper kavanah. So the Michas Chinuch actually raised the question of the mitzvah of Aveira. I'm not discussing that Michas Chinuch, that I heard from Rav Soloveitchik, that's all, when he says Shurim and Sukkah, a long discussion about the Michas Chinuch. But the fact of the matter is, the Mishnah Berurah Abbe Alocha, in Simen Samech, Siv Dalet, right here, the Simen that deals mitzvah and kavanah, raise the issue. Rabbi Feinberg, I'm coming to the momentarily to that the relevant section. He says, I'm reading now the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Samech Sif Dalim, the Bi'a Alocha. Im Karu La Torah, they call me up for an aliyah. V'lokeach Taliso or Talis HaKol, I take my own Talis, I take the Talis of the Tzibur, Lalos the Bima, Sha'oz Mano Bahul. And the person, let's say, was suddenly called up and he becomes a bit flustered. Mishnah Berurah says, U'mistama Eino Mechavein Bil Bishaso, L'kayim HaMitzvah Seh Shal Tzitzis. So he doesn't have a mind, he quickly runs to grab the talus of the tzibur, or he has his own talus, or let's say he's a bachur, he's not married, so he runs to get a talus, whatever it may be. Now, ain't a mechamin oz bil bishasa, the kind mitzaseh shal tzitzis. Menela over ebezel, mitzaseh, wow, what a statement the Mishnah Berurah says. Simit samach, sif dalin, in the bi'a locha, yo'eben a mitzaseh bi'ha'ilam, ain't nizhorin bazeh.
But Kiyuli has a negative dollar compass without tzitzis?
Okay, so this is a very revolutionary statement. This kavon is ma'akev. That's what the Mishnah Berurah sounds like. So the Bach has a famous statement. When is the kavon ma'akev? When the Torah, in the sukkim of Chumash itself, the Torah tells us what the reason, what the nimuk for the particular mitzvah is. So he had that a number of times. The best example usually is, there are two examples that are normally given. One is sukkah. The Gemara at the beginning of Masechet Sukkah, the Beis Amadal, Beis Amadal, Gimel Amadal, the Gemara discusses Sukkah Shiri Lamala Michof Ham Apsula, Gemara Michof Ham is Pasul, the Gemara gives several reasons. One of them is because the Pasuk says, Leman Yedu de Rosechem, Ki Basuga Soshatis Bnei Yisrael, Balsi Yisrael Meret Tzoyim, Ani Hashem Elokechem. So the Bach says, one has to have Kavona of Leman Yedu de Rosechem when one sits in the Sukkah. If you don't have Kavona, then you're not Yotze that mitzvah, because the Torah in the formulation of the mitzvah basukas teishu shivas yomim also provides the rationale. And this is the Nativ calls it, even though building of a sukkah, as you know, is not a mitzvah per se, the Nativ says it's a hechsher mitzvah, kosev batela, has a different status. Namely, where is it kosev batela? The Torah says that chag ha-sukkos tasel lecha shivas yomim. We're obligated to go and observe the yomim of sukkas and build the sukkah. So anyway, Hechshe Mitzvah Kosev Batela says in the Tzid. Comes the Bach and says, Tama Mitzvah Kosev Batela requires the one to milchamim to the Tam. Tzitzis. Voyo lochem b'tzitzis. Urisim also. Uzechardim is called Mitzvah Hashem. Vasisim also. Another mitzvah that the Tam is written in the Torah. So now, coming to our issue. So according to the Bach, I have to have Kavona. Either the Gemara says Yidalf and Sukkah. Anani HaKovet, Sukkah's Mamish. Whatever, however you interpret that possibly, Basukkah Sejru Shivas Yomim. There are 2 days in the Gemara where it refers to Anani HaKavon and Sukkot Mamish, but the fact of the matter is that he holds this Kavona is Le'ikuva, Kavona HaMakeves. Now others disagree. Others, the Kur Yankiv, Abakav Etnagar, does not mask him to this. It's a very tremendous Kiddush. So, but if that's the case, if he's right, so when a person now goes ahead and wants to eat in the Sukkah, wants to sleep in the Sukkah, so if he doesn't have the proper Kavona, Chutz Mizeh Shelo Kiyem Es HaMitzvah, this is Avshalom Zalman poses this question. He's also over an assay, and he did an avera. So now comes the Mishnah Berurah, that's relevant to us. Mishnah Berurah, tough kuf peiches, if beis, and I, in the last chelak that I started with a few moments ago, he quotes in the Mati Ephraim, lo litkoa b'shefer b'mokim betunov. I'm not allowed to blow, I'm not allowed to use the shofar b'mokim betunov, sh'asim b'divrei Torah. Let's say to blow the shofar in the bathroom. I can't blow the shofar in the bathroom. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'ef shoshatam, what's the reason? They came with the Kaimel Litzah, Kavona Lotzeis, Yedea Mitzah, Shetzivon Hashem is Barach. That's the whole idea, to fulfill the Mitzvah Hashem is Barach. Mitzvah Tzilis Kavona, a Mitzvah Da'isa. Zer Gufo Gamkin Choshe Gidivre Torah. That is likened, that is comparable to Divre Torah. V'lei Gora Mehiru B'Divre Torah. Wow. So it comes out, according to the Mishnah Berurah, that someone who puts on tzitzis in a bathroom, in a merchatz, B'Mokim She'asim Divre Torah, he should not have in mind the kavanah of the mitzvah, and it comes out that every second he's over on the aseh of tzitzis. Unbelievable. And matter of fact, there's a sheet of Rabbi Elazar, the Gemara has in Sukkah, a day of Rabbi Elazar, I think it's on Daf Zayin, the Gemara quotes there an opinion that Hayotzi Misukkah LeSukkah Bitel Mitzvasa Shel HaRishayna. I heard from Rabbi Tendla Shlita that his Shver, Hagayna Meshav Feinstein Zatzal, the Gadol HaDor, used to stay with him the entire Yom Tov of Sukkot. Rav Moshe stayed in the Sukkah all 8 days, 7 days. Basukos Teishu Shivas Yom. There was a I was there many times. I went to visit him on Sukkot. I thought that there's a din, l'kabel p'nei rabbi b'regel, from Rosh Hashanah. I had to visit my Rebbe, the Gol Ador. It wasn't directed by Rebbe, but the Gol Ador becomes my Rebbe, so I used to go, and I pretend there was my Rebbe, besides being the biology professor for a few courses that I took with him as well, the head of the biology department. So we went, l'kabel p'nei rabbi b'regel. We went to go ahead and visit the Gol Ador, and he was there the entire Yom Tov. There's a bathroom on the side. Rabbi Temler has a roof in his living room that's removable. One of those electronically removable roofs. And that's where Moshe stayed the entire Zman in that sukkah. There were minyanim there. There was a whole gyro who's going to join the minyan, who'll be part of the minyan. Everyone was, hundreds of people trying to join that gyro. People of the minyan are going to Moshe Feinstein, and only 10 were chosen. They only needed a minyan. And I think every day there was a different group of people actually that used to join. But what emerges from all this is that according to Avalazah, that he says, Hayetzim misukah l'sukah bitul mitzvah, so yinam b'kayin the mitzvah, we're not passing like that. And Rashi says over there to explain the shit of Avalazah, that even if a person, yom sh'abru alav, kvar ibda l'mafreya b'en ha-mitzvah, comes out, ke'ilu achalti v'yashanti l'mafreya chutz l'sukah. So this is where the relevant issue is. And that's the question, and so this is the question that's raised by Hagoyin Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. And as I said, the relevant section is what I just discussed, namely this Bia Halacha about blowing a shofar b'makom metunuf, because he says, Choshek Yidivrei Torah, v'loy gora mehirur b'divrei Torah. What a absolutely wondrous kind of suffix that he has. But as I said, from the Gdolei Achronim, it's mashma, it's not a problem to fulfill a mitzvah b'makom metunuf. I saw actually, I was looking around again, I continued to look around, and it said called Halachas Ketanos, that someone sent me from Rabbi Yaakov Chagiz. Rabbi Yaakov Chagiz is one of the Gdolei Achronim. He lived in the 1600s. And so now the question is, he wants to know, I go to a mikveh, can I speak Divrei Torah with my chaver in the mikveh? Similar kind of shaila. And again, this will be totally on the issue that we mentioned the other day, the Gemara Shabbos, that the Beis Hamerchitz and mikvos were divided into three sections. The one area where people are not clad at all, the second area where people are partially clad, the third area where people are completely clad, and they would be totally mutar. So now the question is, he wants to know, can I take a lulav and esrog with makom metunuf? I didn't take a lulav and esrog. I meet my chaver in the mikvah. He's got a lulav and esrog with him. Can I go be mekayem in the mitzvah lulav and esrog in the mikvah with makom metunuf? So he says, mikra adin, there's no problem. Mutar. Assuming people are clad in the section where they're obviously with begodim. But then he raises the following issue, and that's how I mentioned earlier, there may be an issue of Shaloyu Mitzvah Bezuya Salah. And he brings the right from the Gemara in Shabbos with reference to Kisi Adam. The Gemara says that, Pasuk says in Chumash, in Vayikra, that Veshavach is Dama V'chisor B'yafar, when the president shechs Chayov, so the din is that the Torah says the Mitzvah of Kisi Adam, so it says he should not be Mechases Adam B'regel. Why Shaloyu Mitzvah Bezuya Salah? Why should not do it in a way which is not appropriate, which is considered to be a bizoyim. So that's his issue. So he said, really, Mikra Din, you should do it, you can do it. But it's, and maybe someone would say, pas nisht. Hodish kin gut shmek. Doesn't have a good feeling that once you've kind in the mitzvah of Dalit, minim, dafkin such a mokim atunav. And so the same thing, this is similar to the svara quoted by the Bi'a Locha in Tavku Peches, namely, be mekayim in mitzvah of mokim atunav, he compares it to be mahavad divrei Torah. But basically what the Baal Halachas Ketanos is saying, Rabbi Yaakov Chagiz, is that this is considered to be both an ekroni permissible. However, it's not proper at the end because it's considered to be a bizoyin for the mitzvah. He asked Akasha, what about shechtim? Shechtim or shechtim? And the often, I remember when I went to Miron in 1971. Then Miron was not what it is today. Only maybe Rav Shmuel would know what Miron was like many years ago. There was shechting on the spot, shechting cows there. I had forgotten to bring my fireman's boots. No one informed me, no one apprised me of what the situation was. It was almost like Bei Mitbechaya that Gemara describes a few places in Shas, wallowing in dam. So now the question that the Halachas Ketanos raises, what about a shechet? He shechts in Makom Metunuf. It's a Mavei Dam. They're full of blood over there. So he writes over there that we assume that a sheikh already knows the halachas. He doesn't have to think about the halachas, how to do the act of shechita. Chazaka, that the Gemara said that no one's going to become a sheched unless he knows the laws of shechita, unless he's familiar with the dinim of shechita. That's a chazaka that we assume that the person who does shechita, people who do mila, hopefully they're mayalim, hopefully they're shechtim, the people who are competent, people who are familiar with the halachas. But regarding the Lulav and Esrog, he said maybe a person doesn't know exactly how to fulfill the mitzvah, how to kind of mitzvah in the mikvah. But Mikra Adin, again, he said there's no Isur Mikra Adin to kind of mitzvah. I just want to end with two other comments. One I saw from a sefer called Ikrei Adas and the Chidor, whose Yahrzeit was just recently. The Chidor is a mechaber of many, many svarim. The Chidor is one of the most revered, outstanding of the Gdoli Yisrael. And the Chidor, actually, I only know a few of his svarim. The Birkei Yosef on Shulchan Aruch is a very classic sefer of Aris on the Shulchan Aruch, but he also wrote a sefer called Shema Gedolim, which is kedai to become familiar with. It's more or less a short biographical sketch of each of the Gdolei Yisrael and also the Svarim that they wrote. He was a phenomenal memory, just absolutely boki b'chol nichmani haTorah. He also was a shadar, Shulchan Rabbanon. He's a fellow who was sent from Yerushalayim and he traveled all over the world, and that's how he was able to get access to Kisvei Yad, the manuscripts in different libraries. He was just literally a walking encyclopedia. I don't know how to describe him. And he raised a lot of money for the Yishuv Hayashan, as they called it, here in Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, so he has many, many Svarim. One of his Svarim is called Ikrei Adas. And I saw it quoted, and someone again sent it to me. I have a chaver who's able to send me things. I ask him. So he lives in Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, so it says here the following. He asked, what about a person that's found in the Beit HaSurim? Someone's in prison. Ve'enu makom noki. Ha'im efshar losis alulav esrog, can you go ahead and be mekayem the mitzvahs? Alulav and esrog in the Beit HaSurim, let's assume probably there are certainly areas that are probably fetid in that particular makom and leave what to be desired. He brings a raya from the Gemara Kedushin Daf Lamed Beis, that the Gemara said, and they say, we'll talk about that, when a zokein, the person is supposed to get up in front of a Talmud Chacham, a zokein, yochel yamod lefnei Talmud Chacham, bebeis hakiseh, beis hamerchetz. Can I stand up in the Beis HaMerchez when the Talmud Chacham comes into the mikvah? Talmud Chacham, we're talking about Darta. Kimo sheyesh b'hidur. So what do we see? That basically, really, you should stand up for a Talmud Chacham, even in the Beis HaMerchez, but it has to be a kimo sheyesh b'hidur. So that obviously is lacking in these areas, and that's the issue again, similar to what we saw a moment ago, that shalom yimitzvah zuzuras olam, ba'ofen ekroni, it should be permissible, but the issue of, it's not mehudar to go ahead, and even when people ask me, I mean, it's true, we used to read years ago, the Reader's Digest. That I imagine you're familiar with.
Yeah, yeah.
The Reader's Digest we used to read in the washroom.
Sure.
But I don't think we read, there was no Mishpacha magazine, there was no Ami, there was no Bino. These magazines were not existent. So today they are existent. So I'm just going to end with a Darkei Tshuva and Yoredeya. Also, based on the Ramon, Simon Yutes, that that the Shechet actually will make the Bracha outside, then enter the Makam HaShechita because of what I mentioned earlier. The issue may be the Bracha, but the Shechita itself, you can do the Makam HaTunah. He does the Shechita. They shecht many, many. Yesterday was speaking to a very chashuv person who happens to be sitting at the end over here. And so he was telling me about batches. But anyway, how they shecht 700-800 chickens at one time. Not necessarily one sheikhet, but a number of sheikhetim. You can imagine what the place looks like. I've been to abattoirs a number of times. Here in Eretz Yisrael, and also in Chutzlars, I've seen every kind of shechita imaginable. I've seen hoisting and shackling. I've seen literally with ropes, all kinds of primitive shechitas, and a bit more sophisticated, technologically sophisticated kinds of shechita. So the shechita itself is done in a makom, which is netunaf, unquestionably. It's not a makom noki. But again, he's not learning hilchos shechita at that point in time, nor is he thinking about hilchos shechita. And similarly with, let's say, Tfilas Kalim. I mean, a similar kind of experience that one could have. You do your Tevel Kli, and you make a bracha, and you do it, let's say it's a Kli mikvah. Sometimes it's a real mikvah. And even though it can be a Makom Matunah. So that also is something that people obviously feel. And that's essentially Halacha L'maaseh. So as far as Sheish Mitzvahs Tmidios, as you can see, Rabbi Nevinson feels it's not appropriate. It's not, as they would say, in simple language that we would use, simple Sprach, Pasnish. But it could be both in Ekroni, it's completely permissible. That is not a problem, Ikra Din, to go ahead and do so. And the issue is, there's an issue of what I call Pasnish, and that's the issue that the family of Achronim are talking about now.
Not befitting.
Correct, thank you. Not befitting would be a proper a correct translation, pasnish. And there are things that are pasnished. I mean, you have to have a good... So someone asked me a number of times, he said, once in a while you say pasnished. How do you know was pasnished and was pasnished? So I said, you have to have a reach of Torah. And that, I said, how do you acquire that? You can I purchase that somewhere? I said, yeah, you can purchase it by learning Torah for many, many years and be mishamish tamnei chachamim, and then you get a sense of what's considered to be a reach of Torah, what's not a reach of Torah. And so that's something that they, I don't think you could, just like a person has to acquire the fifth Shulchan Aruch. We only have four. The fifth one, the answer is Seichel. And that also needs, you can't take a crash course in order to acquire the fifth Shulchan Aruch. It's something that has to be acquired over the years by attaching yourself to Talmid Chachamim, by Gedolei Yisrael. And all of us in our own way, each one of us acquires the Baruch Hashem, Pachot Yoter. Hopefully in the in a reasonable amount of time where we can apply it on a number. Shikach, shikach to all of you.
This is the pool, right?
Yes.